You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hi gang, it's not Mikey, it's not Tess, it's Sarah. I've run into the studio and I'm threatening to take over now because we've got a bit of an honour coming
up next.
Well,
it's nice to have company though.
Oh, yeah. Have you been left alone for quite a bit?
Oh, it's been fine. I've been enjoying my own company and that's nice. But I'm not really alone, am I? Because
you're never alone with the listeners, Tess. We've got an incredible honour coming up next. We're going to give you a little musical interlude, which is a big clue as to what the topic is. This is All I Gotta Do by Darcy Clay. Got to Do by Darcy Clay from the release of the same name. Now, why are we talking about that? Well, it just so happens that that has been re-released both in vinyl and in CD form. When did that come out? That was 97, 98? I'm just going to nod.
97. Would have been 97.
97. Yeah. The voice you can hear with me now, it's an utter privilege to have in studio a gentleman by the name of Bob Bolton, who is the father of Daniel Bolton, who will be better known to most BFM listeners as utter favourite Darcy Clay. Lovely to have you here, Bob.
Thank you. Kia ora.
How are you this morning?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I got to get up a bit early and I'm not used to this and dodge the traffic, but no, I'm fine.
How far did you have to come? Was it awful traffic?
No, it was good. No, I just dodged the motorway, came on Great South Road and it was easy all the way.
Dealable. Then you just had to deal with parking in the middle of the city.
No, that was all right too, over the road.
Oh, you've got Tyler from Sony on the case. She sassed it. Now, the reissue of the Darcy Clay EP, how did this come about? How did you first become aware that it was something in the pipeline?
Well, it came about because Tim Moon at Antenna Records and Trevor, Tim's kept in touch with us for 20 years. He and Trevor, I must say everybody connected with Darcy Clay, including all the people at BFM, have always been so kind to us and to our family and to Daniel's brothers and our whole family, in fact. And so a couple of months ago, Tim came to me with the idea that he was going to re-release all of this for the 20th anniversary of Daniel's death. Or I suppose rather, whether it was his death or whether it was the release of the recording, I don't know. Anyway, and would we, after all this time, be able to dig out a few bit of Daniel's stuff, really?
Right.
And and I must say that for 10 years, I didn't listen to the music and we just couldn't look at anything from the past. But we did, and after 20 years, we got out a lot of stuff. We found some of his old instruments.
Wow.
And I got all his school stuff out, and my wife went through a lot of his lyrics and all that sort of thing. And as a result of all that, Tim took all that away and put together the cover that the album has come out on in this re-release. And since then, Tim has kept in touch with us and told us the progress. And then only 2 days ago, I got copies of the big vinyl
deluxe
thing and the CDs.
That's amazing.
And here I am now today.
So your research, you were part of bringing together parts of musical history for this new reissue.
That's not quite. No, I. We were responsible for dragging it all out of the cupboard.
Dragging it all out of the cupboard.
And, but it did. And then we allowed Tim and his designers to do whatever, and I suppose Sony to do whatever they wanted to do with all of that material. But it was interesting that we found we uncovered his instruments and I cleaned them up and we photographed them and did all these things. But, he had awards and things which we hadn't looked at for a long time. So, that was, I suppose, quite cathartic, really, after 20 years. Yeah. And it's also, I must mention to the rest of my family, I mean, Daniel had two brothers. They're both equally as clever and creative and wonderful as he was. And they, they too have had to have been part of this last 20 years.
Does it make sense to you, or is it a bit surprising that such a small but perfectly formed body of work is still of such interest to people after 20 years?
It personally doesn't surprise me. There's been a bit of talk about Daniel came of musical age and when we lived in America, but I don't think that's quite true. When we lived in America, he was in a school marching band and he just played the big bass drum, and it was very structured and very organized, as things are in America. But before that, he had his own little band here in Auckland, only a school band. I mean, they didn't perform, but he practiced the hell out of the drums and drove the neighbors crazy. He was great on the guitar. And then when we came back from America, he actually went and stayed with my sister, Shay, in Australia, in the Blue Mountains. And she and her husband had an antique shop there. They're antique dealers, and I think that he got a lot more freedom then because he'd left school. He was sort of 20-ish, and he had a lot of freedom in the Blue Mountains. I don't know if you know the Blue Mountains, but my sister was very encouraging, and one day she phoned me up and she said, "Bob, you've just got to listen to Daniel's music. It's great." And at that time, he was just fiddling around at home at her place. So anyway, when he came home, when he recorded Jesus, I Was Evil, he brought it around to us. We used to spend Sunday night, but Daniel was steeped in classical music, actually. And we used to spend Sunday nights together listening to music. And one time, one Sunday night, he was at our house and he played Jesus, I Was Evil. And I listened to that and I immediately knew that it was fantastic.
That's so interesting, yeah. Particularly what you're talking about with regards to freedom versus structure.
Yeah.
Because Bill Curtin, who originally bought Jesus, I Was Evil to BFM and went, you guys, you got to listen to this.
Yeah.
He was talking about how at the same time it was so rough,
yeah,
but so kind of effortless and perfectly formed as a song. He thought it was a cover.
Yeah, I know he did. Yeah, I heard that interview. Yeah, no, I don't. I remember at Daniel's funeral, Stephen, my oldest son, saying something which was meaningful to me. He said, Daniel always found the hard things easy and the easy things hard. And I think that most people would find just conceiving Jesus, I Was Evil, let alone producing it in your bedroom, quite hard.
Yes, that's right. Completely in the bedroom, wasn't it?
And he didn't. And he used to go up and down Ponsonby Road with cassettes which he made, selling them. And there was one funny occasion when Paul Holmes was parked at the lights in
beautiful
his green Jag, and Daniel tried to sell him a copy, and he was blown off by Paul Holmes. Oh. Daniel always said, "I'll never go on that guy's. When I'm famous, I'll never go on his program."
I love it. I love it. We were talking before off air, it's something so quintessentially Auckland about it as well. Walking along Ponsonby Road, selling your tapes.
Yeah.
Somebody's dad who plays guitar in Darcy's band is also at work with you.
Yeah. But
there's all lots of interlinking. Even to this day, we're talking about Joel Tobick, who Tess and Mikey recently had in to do an interview for Silo Theatre, where he's singing and dancing still.
Yeah, and I used to work with his dad. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it
is. What a fantastic reissue. So this is available on vinyl and CD. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And thank you to BFM for all their support from the very, very beginning. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you to the listeners. I mean, again, in the beautiful RNZ article, I think that Tony Stamp, who is himself ex-BFM put together, he mentioned in 2009 it was a listener poll of what their favourite BFM
That's
track
right.
was.
Yeah.
And it was the song we're about to play for you now.
Yeah.
If you would like to, if you are one of the few listeners who don't know who we're talking about, get out there, experience the vinyl or the CD for yourself, or go and buy this beautifully repackaged reissue. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I used to do lots of things.
I used to do things and I'd say things and Jesus, I was evil. Take things and break things and Jesus, I was evil. I never shook babies, I never beat no Jesus, I was evil. I never
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.